And then there was one. Me, my choice. I'm choosing somebody I've known quite literally all of my life. I grew up a few doors from this man. Now, if you're my age, you will have watched him on the den. And if you had kids, they probably watched him on the den. They certainly saw him on television or heard him on radio. And if not, they had his books. It's Don Conroy. I spoke to him at his home in County Wicklow. And he began by telling me about his latest book, which is called Drawn to Nature.
As you know, drawn to nature. I've been drawn to nature since I was about six or seven. So this book has been in the back of my head for quite a while. You know, I planned at some stage to try and do it, and lo and behold, it all happened this year. Not only am I drawn to nature, and I have been over the years like your good self, but I wanted to get people to be out there and looking around, because we live in such a crazy world now where everybody's so stressed and that. I think it's important that people take time to be a little bit more reflective, relax, and just enjoy what's around them.
So looking at the book, Don, you're really taking people on a journey through nature, and then you stop and you reflect on something. Now, normally when you're speaking with an author who's produced a wildlife book, they always mention their wonderful illustrations done by so-and-so. But actually, you're not just writing the words, you're also doing the illustrations. And that's what most people know you for, as an artist, first and foremost.
Yes, absolutely. It's something I love doing. And I've been drawing since I was 4 years of age. Every day I draw maybe a little doodle or whatever. I always have a pen in my hand or a pencil.
Now, who's it aimed at? Is it aimed at children? Is it aimed at adults? Is it aimed at the family? Who?
Well, actually, it's really aimed more at the family. And, of course, the people who grew up watching The Den and listening to you and me on the radio and stuff like that. So it's a very personal book. And I just hope that people will just sit down and dip in and out of it. There's some poetry in there. There's some reflective thoughts when I'm outdoors. When you're on your own, out in nature, you're in a sort of solitary situation. And in the solitary situation, sometimes nice thoughts come to you. William Wordsworth said once that poetry is emotion reflected in tranquility. And I think we need to allow ourselves time to be a little bit reflective, because everybody's, as I said, and you know yourself, so busy all the time. We're not allowed almost to relax. But I think you should give yourself permission to get out there and enjoy what's around you.
But it's not a field guide.
It's definitely not a field guide as such. I'm including a lot of my favourite birds and animals and areas which I've seen and been inspired to do a sketch, later on maybe do a painting. So it's almost like a meditative walk. In the Buddhist tradition, you have the walking meditation, the sitting meditation, the standing meditation. No, I'm not a Buddhist or anything, but I'm just saying all these lovely things we can draw upon. And it's like in the Christian terminology, contemplation of nature. Or, as I said, for the secular world, just to get out there and take a good breath, relax, and just look around you. I mean, there's a beautiful world right around you. It can be in your garden, if you have a garden, or it can be a walk along with a river, up the mountains, whatever it may be. Even looking at trees and things like that. I remember the late John Moriarty, and he was saying to me that we were out in the woods together. And he said, you know, the last person I brought into this woods, they never met the woods. And I said, what do you mean, John? They came in with all their information. They left with the knowledge that, you know, they were right about this plant and this bird and this tree. And he said they never met the Woods. And you know yourself, sometimes when we've been out recording something, sitting in the silence and just listening, waiting to hear that sound of a long-eared owl or the woodcock roding. You know, those magical moments, even just before we do the recording, you know.
I remember one time being out with you, Don, and you said that a fox could walk into an area, put its nose up into the air, take a good sniff and know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's like reading a newspaper for the fox. They know whether there's somebody going around with a shotgun, they can smell the steel, but it's very faint now, so they must be gone. And of course, dogs are the same. You see dogs sniffing all over the place, you know, and they're getting all this information, you know. Amazing. But that's the beauty of it. But, you know, the fun of being out there with maybe with your dog or just walking or with somebody and just enjoying it, looking at the lichens on the trees, being surprised by the beauty of a little clump of primroses, seeing the first snowdrops. It's enchanting, you know. You don't have to be a Harry Potter to understand and enjoy the magic, you know.
Pure magic, Don. Pure magic. Don Conroy's book is called Drawn to Nature. And you can find details of all the books we featured in tonight's edition of Mooney Goes Wild on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. As Don Conroy said, there's a wonderful world out there. Maybe it's time for you to enjoy it.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do?
They're really saying, I love you.
I hear babies cry.
I watch them grow.
They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Mooney Goes Wild was presented and produced by Derek Mooney. And Derek and the team will be back at the same time next Monday night. Up next, it's a late date with Cathal.
Email mooney@rte.ie.